the Ryan fans use that hydration clause as like basically you're cheating. You know what I'm saying? I already seen a lot of them saying like if Tank didn't have a hydration clause, Ryan would have washed him the same way. Do you have any thoughts on that?
No. Tank would have knocked Ryan out in a later round. Mm-hmm. Tank is a better boxer than people give him credit for. Tank's punching power allows him to avoid having a box. But Tank is a phenomenal elite boxer. That's something to take note. And in terms of rehydration, it plays a part because if you don't have to make weight, you can do what you want. You can still get in tremendous shape and not make weight. People don't understand. Just because you didn't make weight don't mean you're not in shape.
Right.
You're actually stronger. So let's say if, like right now, I'm going to fight at 175, right? I fight June 10th, right? I'm fighting June 10th. I'm in Jersey City, right? Mm-hmm. And my fight is going to be at light heavyweight, 175. I got to be mindful of what I eat. I got to be mindful of when I eat. I got to be mindful of I can't eat no fried foods. I damn sure can't touch no rice. Can't eat no sweets. Can't eat no cake. All that shit is hard. It's right. Uncomfortable. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And then now I gotta really, really be focused. And then sometimes my stomach is rumbling. Then I got to go train. It's harder to do that versus I don't got to make weight or I know I could be 3 pounds overweight. And then I know I could rehydrate right back up 20 pounds because I really only made 3 pounds. I'm only 3 pounds overweight and I didn't have to make weight. There's no pressure, but I'm in shape though.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it didn't affect my performance. Actually, yeah. I might be just as strong, if not stronger, in terms of not making weight.
Right.
I'm hydrated. Man. Look, I'm hydrated. I'm very comfortable.
Yeah, man. This conversation started to make me think that Ryan was doing all these antics, but behind it, he was focused. But he knew that it would make Devin feel more comfortable. Make Devin not be as focused. That's why he got all them people around him, things like that. Like you don't think it had no impact on him?
No. The impact on Devin was his team and the performance from his last fight. That performance from his last fight gave him a full sense of confidence for that weight division.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So for entrepreneurs trying to reach the highest point, every success, every strategy implemented to lead to a success, a lot of times is an individual success for that moment, business, or situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then to continue that success and to climb and scale that success, you have to not only adapt, but innovate and create new strategies and apply those new strategies. Right. And disregard the success that you had from the previous or prior strategy, even though the strategy still might work, but you still have to create new shit because you're moving forward. You're not staying in the same position. So what happens is people feel entitlement, just like fighters. They feel entitled and they never reach the highest point, or they reach a high point, but they don't reach the highest point, and they don't even stay at the high point that they reach because they're not willing to deal with the uncomfortability that comes with being innovative in terms of strategy creation.
Right.
Right? So you cannot allow yourself to become complacent.
Right. Don't leave that hunger.
If you want to be successful, you have to be in the moment.
Yeah.
And continuously, continuously put yourself in alignment so you can stay in the moment.
Yeah, for sure. Because sometimes you can have people lose that hunger when they get a little bit of success. But you always got to focus in on that reference point where you didn't have it, when you were hungry. Focus in on that.
The reason why they lose their hunger because it becomes a form of delusion. They start to become delusional, right? Because you lose hunger because what you have is working for you.
Right.
And you have it elevated. The key to not losing your hunger is to continuously move the goalposts. You got to continuously move the goalposts. And the only thing that will give you an inclination to continuously move the goalposts is ambition.
Right.
Right. And the only way to have true ambition is to help people and add value to more people. Because you can reach a point where you got enough and enough is enough. You have enough food for yourself. But now if you're helping your brother, you're helping your sister, you're helping your family, you're helping your neighbor, you're helping strangers, you're helping people in need. Now you have more mouths to feed, so that requires you to have more of an output than you ever had before. So now you stay hungry because you have things that require you to be hungry.
Right. Yeah, I agree 100%. So after that, the last one really want to come to boxing. Does that change who the big three is? Who you think is the big three now in boxing? A lot of people talk about that.
Well, it's divisions, right? There's no big three in boxing.
Okay.
Right? There's big threes in every division.
Okay.
Right? Got to start with the heavyweights, though. You know, you got to look at Tyson Fury. Mm-hmm. Right? Joseph Parker is making a fucking comeback. He's having a resurgence. You have Usyk. You have Anthony Joshua, who, in my opinion, can reinvent himself, but probably won't. Still got Wilder, right? Then you have some cruiserweights, it's an African cruiserweight, and it's another cruiserweight. His name is Bulletproof, Brandon Glatton. You have some cruiserweights who, if they tighten up in some areas, they can move up to heavyweight and make some noise. Then you have the light heavyweight division, which is Bivol, Anthony Yard, this new guy, I forget his name. He fights out of London. He's like very flashy. You know, so you got the light heavyweight division, which is some noise there. Then you got the you got the welterweight, right? You know, you got Boots Ennis, you got Danny Garcia, Sean Porter, don't be surprised. He's still young enough to make a comeback, right? You got Bud Croft, you still got Errol Spence, you got Fedora, you got Tim Zhu, right? Like it's some lists, right? And then you got Shakur, you got Devin Haney, you got Tank Davis, Teofimo Lopez, right? But in that group, like in Devin's group, there's only two left, which is Shakur Stevenson and Tank, because they're undefeated. Mm. Right? Mm. So in my opinion, I think Tank is gonna, you know, be that guy for that for that division. But it's still open for discussion because Teofimo Lopez, that motherfucker is dangerous.
You think Frank Martin got a chance against Tank?
Absolutely not.
It's coming up in June.
Yeah, absolutely not. Because the thing about Tank is, see, what I like about Tank right now is Tank has a core group of coaches that's been with him since a child. Mm-hmm. Real coaches, right? And Tank has the punching power.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you have punching power in the chin, in boxing ability, capabilities, in raw athleticism, Tank is explosive. He has a high boxing IQ. He's a southpaw. He punches fucking like nobody. Like, he punches like a mother, punches like a heavyweight.
Yeah. I think he's that accuracy is different. I think something about him, people, it's like, it's crazy accuracy.
Yeah, like, he, you know what I mean? I'm not worried about Tank. You know, and then you got Shakur. I think Shakur Stevenson, if he starts to get like nasty, if the fight that we fought, Jermell Herring, if you watch this Shakur versus Jermell Herring, if he gets like that, like really just on a seek and destroy, with being slick and sharp, he's right. He's right up there with Tank.
Okay, I want to see that.
Just not with power.